Okay, well, I'm making wonderful progress on creating the new server that will do more than the old. Well, actually, it's going to replace two computers. Decide if I'm going to have a computer on all the time. I think we'll have a computer on all the time. Family Ascendancy Shetland is kind of trying to figure out how exactly I'm going to do kind of a community-ish thing around it. And I'm struggling with software to use right now. I'm using Citadel, and I think you know, the biggest problem with these one-size-fits-all type of things is that one size doesn't fit all, and it just doesn't, and there's not a whole lot of I can find to fix that. That everything's kind of hard to use, you know, the forum software that people are accustomed to using. It's actually quite difficult to use. You know, I get lost because it's a constant state of getting lost. It's almost like you should just start a wiki and get on there and start doing stuff. Of course, if you start a wiki for a particular purpose, you're gonna have some problems in that you know, they're always gonna be constantly pillaging the thing and making things difficult. It's almost tempting just to do a blog. If it's mostly me doing this, and you know, and I don't it's mostly going to be the J show overall, then maybe we should just make it into a, you know, a traditional blogish sort of monstrosity and see what you know, and go that way. I'm not really sure. If that's sensible. But I'm kind of a control freak, so I'm not really sure exactly how I want to make sure that it kind of stays under control and not running difficult. Kind of weird. I guess I'm kind of looking for a content management system that can do a few different things. And but you know, I don't want an organization to get taken over by another entity and say, no, they want to spend their time doing this. And you go, no. So I don't think a wiki's good, because in a wiki you kind of lose control. And but you know, I'm not really sure how, you know, I'm kind of a freedom guy, but I don't know how much of a freedom guy I really can end up being. that I want to make something work like that. I don't really know. I don't really know what I want to do exactly. So I'm struggling with it a bit. For all I know, ultimately, I'm not even going to be interested in keeping this stuff going. Well, actually, I am, because it's got a RAID 1 on it, you know, mirroring, and that should keep the system running better long term. I'm not excited about how much power this stupid thing can use. The one I have now is quite a lot better. I did have RAID 1 in that one, and eventually took it out because I don't remember why I took it out exactly. I don't think I had a good reason for doing it. Anyway, so, regardless, I'm not sure exactly how I want this stuff to go. I want things to happen. You know? Keep worrying about, you know, I don't want to start an organization. I don't want to get into that. Other people can bring these things together. I think ultimately what I want to do is I want to be more of a John Taylor Gatto sort of a guy, you know? Just want to put forward an idea, and I don't know if I want it to be the last idea I have. That's kind of what happens with an organization. If you decide to start an organization on something, and you're going to dedicate yourself to the organization, well then, you've just basically made the decision that this is going to be the last organization, you know, you're going to be involved with, you're going to dedicate your life to this concept. Not that I think that it's a bad concept at all, but just to say, I think, you know, I'm the kind of guy that once I get an idea down and I do it and I shove everything at it, you know, I tend to move on to something else. I don't want to do that anymore, you know. They say, oh, you know, you need to be the leader of our movement. And you go, oh, then I'm going to be a very sad leader. That says, you really need somebody who, you know, if you want me to be some kind of weird figurehead, that's fine. You know. It says, but I'm going to speak my mind. Much as I can, I'm not going to be beholden to the organization at all. You know, and I expect you guys to do the work. You know, I'm not going to take any money from it. You know, my money is made by selling books, speaking, and maybe lecturing. You know, that's kind of what I set out for myself in 2004. It's been, gosh, it's been 8 years. And I'm still kind of, you know, looking at that. you know, go from one project to the next. I said, there's plenty of people that can decide that they want to, you know, if they want to do something with it. I said, it's not, you know, I'm not going to stop you on any level at all. It's just not part of what I do. But I also don't want to be tied down to something, too, I guess. So that's kind of what it begins to be, is you don't want to get stuck doing that kind of stuff. And, so when it comes to the server and stuff like that, and how much time I want to have doing this or doing that, I think I'm quite interested in, you know, putting that stuff out there, not, you know. I've got a system up which pretty much doing the radio station right now. And it's certainly being able to do Seigel so I can create ebooks, and I can create ebooks straight off of HTML pages, which is really what I want to be producing anyway. And, well, and, well, I guess I just kind of want kind of a really, really basic content management system. You know, nothing too exotic at all. Wiki used to do that for me, but, you know, the one I really liked, just can't handle the size of stuff I throw at it. Wiki SH, it just couldn't handle that size. It seemed to have kind of an issue with other things. And you know, just not interested in doing anything probably more exotic than that. So I don't even know if I need to make a big change, you know, do anything crazy. I'm glad that I changed over to QIX.me. That's good because it's kind of international. It's not married to the U.S. I don't want to be married to the U.S. And, oh, golly. Anyway, so I kind of want to keep my options open, if I may. So it's better. I know you're not letting me do anything yet. Either I haven't found the right thing, or I'm not doing what you want me to do. And that's peachy. One of my reasons for doing it was to bring back my mail server, you know, to the computer. Not have to use Gmail anymore. I'm kind of... Gmail's nice, as far as it goes, and, you know, I don't know why I'm getting paranoid. It's like paranoid about what? You know, you go, well, I don't want them to turn over my stuff to other countries, and you go, what? Look at the government, and you go, you know what? I don't think I'm very radical. See what comes of all this. I'm not we need to go ahead and write the book and see what comes of it. Let me tell you, I think I keep coming back to the John Taylor Gatto method of getting things done, and I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, go off that way. Because, you know, I can, you know, when it comes to, like, education, for instance, you know, is it all part of this larger thing of family ascendancy? Sure. Sure. You know, there can be a school, doesn't really help your kids, particularly, type of mindset. And that's fine, you know. As far as that's honest and true, that's fine. You know, you have a tough time going up against somebody who really does come from a pretty good school. And, takes the whole mindset that, you know, that's going to justify doing it. You know, there's all kinds of different reasons to homeschool your children. And I'd hate to think that, you know, and each individual family needs to decide whether that's for them, what their criteria would be, just exactly the point of why they're doing all this. And that's really important. You know, I think my reasons for homeschooling our kids was a little more philosophical, and for my wife, I think it ended up being a little more just practical. You know, she actually, you know, we're starting to feel now with our kids back in school the whole thing of getting pulled this way and that way, and just how much money it takes to get your kid to school, get your kid to the school activities, if they're in sports, getting involved in sports, and how much money that's going to cost. And all kinds of stuff. And it's just kind of mind-bending. And, you know, I'm not a guy, you know, I don't get weird, or I try not to get too weird about concepts like free education, and you're going, no, it's not free, you know, and it's not even the question of, well, you know, other taxpayers are paying for it, and you are too, and yada, yada, yada. It has more to do with, you know, you go, if you send your kid to a public school, You know, you have to buy all kinds of supplies, and you have to do it on a regular basis. You know, they have to be dressed appropriately, so you're going to have to spend a lot of money on clothes. And your kids are going to start giving you a crappy time, because the kids at school are giving them a crappy time if they don't have the right clothes, or if they don't have this or that thing. You know, there's a huge cost to public education that really has nothing to do with you know, well, this pays for the building, this pays for the books, this pays for the teacher that you're going to have. It goes beyond all that. And I'm starting to see just how low the social cost is for homeschooling. You can even put aside whether it's better or worse or about the same. I don't even know if those kinds of considerations even really matter particularly. They may to you, but you know, this is, I guess it informs the whole thing about, you know, do you even care? You know? And the purposes and the reasons why you did it beforehand might not be the purposes and reasons that you either continue doing it later on or that you stop doing it. I haven't asked my wife lately if she, you know, regrets the changes that we've made in education. Now, some of them, I don't know if we had a lot of, you know, if there were a multitude of choices to make. But, you know, to the decision we ultimately make, is it one that we're okay with? That almost kind of becomes the funny question. Or the interesting answer to it is, you know, do you feel like this was the right thing to do? Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if it's interesting to ask the question, because I don't know if we're really going to change any of it. You know? We tend to do year-long experiments on things. And we hang with it until there's a sensible time to say, okay, we're not going to do this again next year. You know, but you go ahead and hang with it for the whole school year, for instance. And that's good and it's bad, you know. It all comes back to the family, you know. What does the family think is the best thing to do? That's why I say I think family should be supreme. That sounds weird, you know, but I think the family should make the bulk of choices. You know, if anybody's going to be eliminated possibilities, the family should be doing that, as opposed to individual people. I just started an essay here today on the whole, and you know what's causing me the most problems is for this whole issue about writing period is that I'm not very happy with my current system of doing it. I don't like using Seigel for my composition particularly. You know, it's not bad, but, you know, I think I'd much rather have something like my old wiki, page. So it's kind of tempting to try to pull that thing back up. Of course, I had to have two different ones for a public website, and then for a private one. The great thing was you could just throw stuff up there. And then you could decide later if you want it to be, to really be, you know, public or not. That was one thing the old system didn't have, was it didn't have the capability to do kind of a public thing, or a private thing. It was either all public, or two totally separate sites, and you have to copy and paste to bring things between the two. You know, and I was much more about, well, let's just throw stuff up. Frankly, the public system, it doesn't really matter. Most people don't look at my stuff anyway. It would be tempting to do it that way again. I got away from it because I was trying to downsize my servers, and I wanted something that just, you know, offered up straight HTML as opposed to having to be run through a script all the time. You know what? I gotta take a leak. This is kind of dangerous because there is no trees. Oh wait, there's some trees over here. Let's go over here to the trees. This is convenient. I have the bathroom. Trying to remember if there's a pause button. I don't think there is a pause button on this. This thing does it, and then it stops, and there's no pausing. So, and that's fine. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. So maybe I will go back to that. Pretty much run the same system I have run for ages. You know, I got away from it because I wanted to do other things with other sites too. You know, I kind of like the whole Zope sort of. Let me go ahead into the bathroom here. Although there's nobody out here, as far as I can see. So, I'm not particularly enamored of the new Zope, but I do like the old one. But it seemed horrible overkill. I like DocuWiki because it held your text in a text format. You know, it wasn't like stuck into some weird database or anything crazy like that. It was just simply there, and it's really good for documenting things, and I just felt like I was kind of a documenting sort of a fella anyway, you know, for throwing stuff out there. So, you know, I'm not really sure, but I think I'm going to probably go back to something wiki-ish, or kind of a context, kind of a mix between wiki and content management. So, we'll take a look at that, see what kind of things we can pull together, since I've got such a huge machine. And it's just cranking like nuts, you know. I'm glad I've got it set so that when I wake up in the mornings, I can just jump right into it and start, you know, looking up stuff or writing or whatever. Oh, I think the biggest issue was making it so it could be throttled. You could throttle back stuff. That was important, as I recall. So, I'm going to kind of look toward that again. That was one of the bigger issues, was the capability of throttling. so that somebody downloading a bunch of junk for me, which, but you know, I think I'm going to kind of take care of that by a little bit of a little bit of programming, just to go out and check. So that you can see if, you know, I'm using free, I'm going to start using free web space to throw up, like, podcast episodes, stuff like that, and then have kind of a reasonably automated system to create the Atom file so that works good. So I'm not really sure. See, Zope's got all these wonderful little features that I like a lot. And, but there was a few things about Zope that just made me nuts. You know, I don't want to go all the way to Plone because I like having a really quick, smooth, no problems website, you know, one that isn't burdened by a lot of junk, doesn't try to do a lot of things. The only person who adds stuff to it is me, and I don't need to, you know, I don't need to do anything too wild, you know. I just want to a real simple system. That lets me edit online, lets me save to the file system, and you know, lets me create new pages easily. Wiki really does a wonderful job with that. I'll take a look at DocuWiki and see what kind of simple-ish DocuWiki thing I can pull together. Just to make it easy. Or whatever. Oh. Anyway. Oh, golly. It's a hot day at the very end of November, coming into December. At least it is with the clothes I'm wearing. I'm glad I didn't bring my jacket. Would have had to have taken it off by now. Anyway. Because at night it gets cold. During the day it warms right up. Craziness, I know. And we're, I don't know what we're doing. Having fun. So I'm still kind of, I guess I'm still kind of trying to figure out exactly what form I want this to take, and I keep coming back to, you don't want to do that. You know, use this system, use that thing. Don't be afraid to outsource. You know. So. Anyway. It seems like you always have to provide your own stuff yourself. And that it's not going to be... something, you know. It's not going to be something that really matters one way or the other. You know, if I want to do... email, I can do email, and you know, bring it over later. Anyway, so. It is how best to have a good email system, so shouldn't be unhappy with it. Just don't anticipate that it's gonna be this amazing thing, you know. Da-da. Might be kind of good for the kids, though. Anyway, I might look into it. I'll keep this thing up there anyway, but we need to probably change it so it doesn't use the 80 interface. Let me take that off. Shove it someplace else. Don't know where. Someplace else. And, you know. Can still use it for other purposes. Let that stuff kind of grow up organically. Da 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 da. But regardless, interesting circumstance, interesting way of doing things, and going to take a look and see how this thing runs. Da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. Or if I should use Synchronet BBS instead. Or if I should use one of the things that's just basically Unix with a little bit better stuff on top. I don't know. It's tempting just to make it as Unix as you can, because you have a lot of different options that way. Instead of getting locked into something that's quasi-proprietary. Oh. Anyway, so maybe that's what I need to do. Start using user directories and, you know, stuff like that. Run up Nostromo BBS thing and go from there. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do at this point, what I feel good doing, you know, don't really need a web interface to do something. I like email mailing lists better than other things for the simple reason that makes it so that you know, it's already got kind of a pushy aspect to it. And, you can add people or take people away if they wish. I can do more of an advertising thing. That thing's kind of build up organically as opposed to trying to force them. Kind of guy I am, you know, I don't want to get into marketing, particularly. planning to do marketing, it's going to be interesting. People come back and go, well, this is interesting the way to market things. And you go, yeah, well, I don't like marketing very much. Have unique terms and let that be your guide in things as opposed to something else. So anyway, so that's the kind of internet presence you kind of want, and let it go down, see what happens. So, we'll kind of see what shakes down. What happened? Not saying anything else.